We started the first perek on that Beis Hamikdash. So we learned so far that the earliest man that you can say Kriyat Shema Shalav is Tolid the Machloket. That's what we learned so far. Rashi seems to pass like the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah says that the earliest time one can fulfill the mitzvah Kriyat Shema Shalav is after Tzeisa Kachavim. Then we discussed the plan, Rashi's problem, so why do we daven Ma'ariv early? And we cite Kriyat Shema early, we're not Yoytzei. So Rashi says, Anachanami, we're not Yoytzei, Yoytzei Ma'ariv, but we're not Yoytzei Kriyat Shema. So for the purpose of fulfilling mitzvah Kriyat Shema, you have to say again Kriyat Shema Lamito. And Rashi says it's sufficient with one parsha. So we discussed at length why it's enough with one parsha. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not that we talk to like the Stam Mishnah and that you get to Kriyat Shema later alamito, but rather just like davening Mincha Ma'ariv is the Rabbanon, Tzila is only the Rabbanon, so Kriyat Shema is also only the Rabbanon. And just like the Gabi Mincha Ma'ariv is the Machlek, it's reviewed in the Chachamim later on Dav Kovo, where the Pagam Mincha is the cutoff point, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Last week we finished the first Mishnah on the Beis Hamikdash. Made a seer. We learned in the Mishnah that there's an obligation to recite Kriyat Shema, and there's an earliest Zman and there's a latest Zman. The Mishnah claims that the earliest Zman to recite Kriyat Shema of Laila, Kriyat Shema Shalavid, we follow the Rabbanon that we daven Mincha late, within the last hour and a quarter before the end of the day. And we follow the Yudah that we daven Ma'ariv early before Tzeisa Kachavim, and we recite Kriyat Shema early. This was Rabbeinu Tam's shot in our practice. And the Rishonim and the other Rishonim said, how can it be that you do a Tzeisa Kachavim on the same day? You mincha like the Rabbanon and Ma'ariv like the Yudah. And the Rosh Tain is, where did the Rabbeinu Tam get such an idea in the first place? That according to the Yudah that you can daven Ma'ariv an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, that you can fulfill the mitzvah Kriyat Shema. Where did Kriyat Shema come in there? No one's going to sleep when the sun is still shining. An hour and a quarter before the end of the day, it's the Zman of Ma'ariv, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring the Tamash Shomer Abayim in the last hour and a quarter. They always finished off the Kavim Tamash Shomer Abayim. It was brought before the last hour and a quarter of the day. So that's the end of the Zman. Because the Zman of the Ma'ariv begins right after the Zman of Mincha is over. So how does it have any Shaykh in the Rosh time? It doesn't have any Shaykh. It's the Kriyat Shema Shalavit. Kriyat Shema Shalavit is supposed to be when people are going to sleep. B'shof B'chot. But that's why the Rishon says, no, it's not like Rashi, it's not like the Rabbeinu Tam. It's rather one of the Tanaim on the day, the Tanaim disagrees with the Mishnah, we don't pass like the Mishnah. We pass him, the minute God is that we pass like the Tanaim on that day for the day, that the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shalayla is Shkia, or 2 minutes after Shkia, 5 minutes after Shkia, whatever it is. So we dive in the right man, the Ma'ariv, the right man, everything is the right man. So, those were the three opinions that we have on the Dab. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishon. Okay. So that was all as far as the earliest Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Lailo. That was the first line in the Mishnah. Eves HaKavanos HaShema B'Arovit. When is the earliest that you can recite Kriyat Shema at night and fulfill the mitzvah? So the Mishnah answers, Mishor HaKohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Shumasa. From the time of Tzeis HaKachavim, and the Gemara explains that this means Tzeis HaKachavim. It's a Kohen L'Tzame. And he went to mikveh, and he's still called a Tzvuyon, and he's still not permitted to eat Truma. They have to have Harav Shemesh, and Harav Shemesh is over with Tzeis HaKachavim following the Shkia of that day. Here on the Mishnayis, and the big Mishnayis, Yochanan Boyer, Rabbi Kibbeh has a comment on the Mishnah. He presents the kasha that the Achrenim tilted about. The Tzlach is a sefer on Grafis by the Medi Yehuda, Tzion and Nefesh Chayim. So the Tzlach, another Achrenim, Abadim with a kasha, it says the earliest man you can say Kriyat Shema is when the Kohanim come in, when they come home to study. They bothered with a kasha. How can they eat before they daven Ma'ariv? That's the kasha. How can they eat before they daven
Ma'ariv? That's
what it is. So I'm going to daven Ma'ariv, and he's going to eat. When is he going to daven Ma'ariv? He also daven Ma'ariv early. Like Rashi, he daven Ma'ariv early. Everybody knows he daven Ma'ariv early. And you're not yet saying.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. No, the thing. Okay. Oh, so the Mashiach says it doesn't mean that they eat Truma. It's not the level of Truma. It means they're permitted to eat Truma.
Yeah, my short says I'm based on a day. So my short does Talacha Yad. He doesn't even pose it as a question. He says it's obvious that it doesn't mean that they're going to eat. I'm going to short to Dav Meir, let's say, tonight is 7:10, let's say, 7:05. I'm going to Dav Meir, and Shul is 7:05. He's going home to eat supper. When is he going to Dav Meir? He says, no, he's going to eat supper then. It means theoretically, that's the run that theoretically you could eat. Simple answer. Oh, the Rebbe Kivega on the Mishnah says, who says he can't eat before he Dav Meir? Well, that's a Gemara. Gemara says, that's a question. So that's the Gemara later. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat supper before he's out of Myra. He eats supper because we're afraid if the Shabbat's going to eat supper, he's going to fall asleep and he's going to sleep through the night. Oh, so the question is, what if he doesn't want to eat supper? What if he just wants to have a snack? What about before Shachar? Before Shachar, you're not permitted to eat, but you're not allowed to have a snack, you're not allowed to have a bite, you're not allowed to have anything. Water is a machlokes. We're allowed to have water, and we're medical, that you're permitted to have water. Big hassle? And then Shulchan Aruch will make that you're allowed to have water. Then they make you're allowed to have tea or coffee without any sugar, with sugar, without sugar, also. So, different versions of what it is. Okay. So before Shachar, you're not allowed to have a snack. Just water is water, whatever else you can stretch to be included in the water. What about before? That's before Shachar. And that's a special pasuk that Gemara learns out from. A person should realize that without davening, without the Rebbe Shlomo's assistance, and without the Rebbe Shlomo's aid, he's totally at a loss. He needs the Rebbe Shlomo for everything, even just to have a snack. He needs the Rebbe Shlomo to offer that. What about before Mustaf? What about before Mincha? What about before Myra? The Gemara has a dispute on Dav Chav Ches on the day. Let's say it's late in the afternoon. And he's in, let's say it's 6 o'clock in the afternoon. The person comes home from the office, 6:30, wants to eat supper. And he didn't dive Mincha yet. Oh, the Mincha now is around, what time is it now? 6:30 or so? 6:20. 6:34. So let's say he's going to dive Mincha at 6:15. He wants to know, can he eat supper at 5:30? So we learned last year, the Mishnah in Shabbos says you're not allowed to eat supper. So many are makeful of this, and you kavua, you have a shema, you tell someone to remind you, shema kuba, okay. So let's say you don't have a shema, and you don't have a minyan kavua, what's the dinner? You're permitted to eat before mincha. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat. So what about just to have a bite? What about to have a snack and I can eat? So segima is a machloekis in the Gemara. And that's called kesem day. The Gemara has a machloekis by mutter, the Gemara has a machloekis by mincha, on the first wide line. And Dav Chav Ches on the day, so Gemara quotes the Amar Abuna. Abuna is of the opinion. Also, the Lord Moshe Yitom Klum. You're not permitted even to have a snack, to have a bite. Kodesh is parallel to Yitom Tam Moshel. So the Gemara says we don't talk like that. So all right, yeah, then on a lot of shul, people go out to whatever. People go out before Moshel to have a break. So they go out before Moshel in order to make Kiddush. But to go, I must say, in some shuls, they go on Simchat Torah, they have hakafas for so long, so they have a break for a couple of hours. And people go home, and they eat, and they take a nap, and then they come back to shul at 6 o'clock, and they daven Musaf, and then after Musaf, they daven Mincha. So that, you're not allowed to go have a whole meal before Musaf, that's the Tereish and Shechon after the Torah. What about just to have a kiddush, to have a bite, to have a snack? That's the Machlokes, Rabuna says that it's awesome, and the Gemara says, 5 lines later, Lake Dilchasa, Lake Ravuna, the Lake Rabbi Shulba Levi. We need a passing like Ravuna, nor like Rabbi Shulba Levi. Who is that? Kir Ravuna, we don't pass like Ravuna, or the Amoran, the one we just said on the first white line. Then Ravuna says it's prohibited to have a snack, just to have a little bite to Ima before Musa. So he passed him to Ima and Musa before Musa. What is Rabbi Shulba Levi? In the following manner. Rabbi Shulba Levi, he says the same thing that Gabi Mincha. Kesha, he gives, Man Tzilas HaMincha, Hosha Lolam, Shiyitam Klum, kosher is false, you're not allowed to have even a bite, to have a snack before Mincha. So that, you don't pass like that either. To have a snack before Mincha, the Mincha is Mincha, just to have a whole meal. Eat a whole meal before Mincha, it would appear from the Gemara, the Magen Avraham says, would appear from the Gemara that it's not permissible. And to eat a whole meal before Mincha, that's the very fault. Meat can also be in the first day of the Shabbat, so that's prohibited. But,
before Mincha, you have lunch at 1 o'clock.
Right. So in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maskana of the Gemara, the first Perek in Shabbos, that if it's a Skudah Gedolah, let's say you're going to a wedding. or he's going to a bar mitzvah, some elaborate, or he's going to a fundraising dinner, it's going to be longer speeches with courses with a lot of desserts and a lot of meals and a lot of courses and everything. So the other student very law, then it's also to eat, even if it's only Tomach L'mincha G'dayla. Mincha G'dayla is 12, half an hour after Hatzai. Now it's 1:30, 1:15 or so. Normally it should be 12:30 or 12:15, not because of the daylight saving time, everything is an hour late. So half an hour before that is Hatzai. You're not supposed to daven Mincha before half an hour after Hatzai. So Tomach L'mincha means half an hour before whatever Zman it is. So Tomach L'mincha G'dayla means after Hatzai, half an hour before the Zman that you can start to go. So if it's a Tzudik G'dayla that you're going to have, so you're not supposed to begin a Tzudik G'dayla. You're not supposed to sit down to eat it. It's the morning, right? In the Chuppah, where it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and they're going to start the dinner or the Bar Mitzvah Tzudah is going to begin before Hatzai. Before Hatzai, then it's okay. But if the Suda is going to begin after Chatzai, then it's also if it's a Suda does. It's only a Suda Ktano. You have your supper like you have every day. It's not a special, nothing special. No Bar Mitzvah, no Chatzai. Then it goes in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's only us. There's different opinions. And then we only say that it's also Tomach L'mincha Ktano. Mincha Ktano is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. Mincha Ktano is half an hour after Chatzai. So it's the earliest you can daven Mincha. If you have it, if a person daven Mincha within the first half hour, after Chatzai, that's the Machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and did he have it, he says that you hear it. You don't have to daven over again. Because the whole purpose of the half hour that you're supposed to wait a half an hour after Chatzai is to make sure you don't make a mistake. So did he have it, if you daven in a half hour, so he's asking that you hear it to you. But Mincha Ketano is 2.5 hours before the end of the day. It's only going to be before Shkia. You measure from sunrise to sunset, and you divide it by 12 to get an hour, and now sunrise to sunset is approximately 12 hours. So every hour is 59 minutes. It's not an hour. 59 minutes is an hour. So if the sun sets now, you say it's 6:34. So 3 hours before that is Tomach L'mincha Ktano. L'mincha Ktano is 2.5 hours before that. And Tomach L'mincha Ktano would be 3 hours before that. So instead of 6:35, it would be 3:35. So 3:35 is Tomach L'mincha Ktano. 3:35, so you shouldn't eat supper, you're not supposed to eat whatever, lunch supper, whatever you want to eat, a normal meal, but to have a snack, that's okay. To have a meal, is that? Now the shaila is, what about Maira? That's the shaila. There are some questionable affairs.
Yeah.
You have a minyak of work that some parts of my makel, and others say there's no blockage to the makel, and others say if you appoint a shamer, you ask someone to remind you, there's some on makel. The minyak of work, there's a sefer der sheva, a separate sefer der sheva by a Talmud of the Sma. The Sma has a commentary on the side of the Chesh Mishnah. So there are the Akhlein from the 1500s, and the der sheva has in the end of the sefer a whole list of practices that the Jewish community has that he is opposed to. That he doesn't like. The Etrim Gera, he has 20 minhagim that he doesn't like. So one of the 20 minhagim is this, that if there's a minyan kavua, the people are makel, to eat before mincha, to eat before myrrh. So he says, where's the heter? If you have a shamer, so you don't have to be afraid that you're going to forget. So he says, who's going to remind the shamer? What does the shamer forget? So he doesn't like that heter. So the Morgan Avon quotes that Tainus the Dershad. Morgan Avon is in the 1600s. He quotes in the Sefer Dershad in the 1500s that he doesn't like that heter. You look at the Gemara in the early Paskin, that this doesn't say you don't have these affairs, that if you have a minyan kavua or if you have a show. So that's the problem. That's a shayla. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chaya Yadon that Sudas Yontif is called the Sudas Doyla. So you should say, so he says, therefore, either you should start eating before Chatzai, and Rosh Hashanah, start eating before Chatzai, or he says, you should daven mincha before. So that's what they call the Vilna Gaon. You might have because the Vilna Gaon used to daven mincha before. He's the source of this. The Chayyadim was a footnote of the Vilna Gaon. So they held that Sudat Yontif is considered a Sudat Zayla, so you eat an elaborate meal. You're not permitted to begin a Sudat Zayla after Chatzai, it's on a Yontif. And then Mishnah Berurah Tainus, he doesn't see why it's done. He doesn't see that a Sudat Yontif is such an elaborate meal. I don't know, by me it's very elaborate. Sudat Yontif takes that's 10 times as long as supper. Normally supper takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You run from one place to the other.
Time-wise.
A lot of courses and a lot of speeches and a lot of shoes and a lot that takes a long time. It takes an hour and a half. Right, so they close and they go, and that's what we did in Yeshiva. That when we daven, Minche, normally you say you're being Malkin after Minche, but when you daven Minche, right after Musa, before you eat, so you don't say Avina Malkinah, because the minute to say Avina Malkinah doesn't apply in such a situation that people are hungry. You're only davening Mincha now in order to be permitted to eat, because you're not allowed to eat before you daven Mincha. So you leave out the Avina Malkinah. That's what it's called from the going. In order to be able to eat. Because Surat Yantiv is only going, and the Hayyadim hold that Surat Yantiv is a Surat Zayla. Surat Zayla, you're not permitted to begin after Hatzayla. Like you dive in the Nicharim. Surat Shabbos is not possible. Surat Shabbos, I assume, is not as elaborate as Yantiv. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that you're not permitted to eat before you shake the lulav and before to assume the huadanami before it's all but the eat is mutter. Just to have a bite, to have a little nash is mutter. But you're not allowed to have a nash on Yom Tov or Shabbat. You're not allowed to have a nash before Kiddush. They make Kiddush, and Kiddush has to be mokum sudah. You have some cake. The make of that cake is considered Kiddush mokum sudah. But if you don't have an elaborate meal, it's okay. If you're going to sit, if you're going to wash and eat the kebet tapas, so that's considered a surah. It's not a surah very well. That's a surah that you didn't eat before you shake the lulav, or before you blow shayla. But just even bikur adin is not. Rabbi Henkin Zechayon Baruch was always opposed to the minig in the yeshivas that they daven so slowly that they wouldn't have a haftaka before tears. So they would be fasting till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They finish very late. So they all, in all these lists, she was instituted that they have Kiddush before. So he was always very opposed to that. I thought they're going to be fasting. So he would insist that Nikar Adin, you're permitted to be Mastik in between his Kiyas to the Yushev and his Kiyas to the Yumin. Nikar Adin. There is quotes from the Gaon that you're not permitted to be Mastik. And after the Balpikir says the Broch on his Kiyas, I say it after Rosh Hashanah. After about the cancer of the rock, all the tears, so they make an announcement in the shul, nobody should talk till after all the tears, all the way to the end. Not only the shul, but not proper, it only says till after the tears in the Chazorah Tashat. Some people feel, look, after the Shachrit, so then you can talk all you want, even though the about the cancer is going to flow another 40 colors. So the other Achrayim, the later Achrayim say no. That if the minigit, most places the minigit, that they blow their colors, they blow another 40 colors later, so the Kappa Chaim quotes in the Spanish Achaim that you shouldn't be mastic till after Achaim Kechlos HaKol. After all the tears, you shouldn't be mastic till after everything. So the Rish quotes this in the Rambam that it's not proper to be mastic. But then, at least they ask the question why, it comes up that it's very schwer why. The Rambam really says, the Rambam of the Rish and Roshan and the Mohammed, the Rambam writes, that it's really not to be understood. Nikar Adin, everybody was here to all the tears already before Moses, so what's wrong with being mastic? So we assume that it's only a Hebrew, not to be mastic, because we were really here to everything before Moses. That's what Rabbi Henkel, the Chayim Rocha, always used to say. He printed it years ago, hired it many years ago, and every year he would repeat this whenever he would meet the Rosh Yeshiva. A lot of them didn't have this in the shul system, but the Rosh Yeshiva, from the Shredish Elalan, he would always tell them that they shouldn't allow the people in the Yeshiva to make Kiddush before Tkiyas. They should rather have the Kiddush in between the Tkiyas, the Meyusha, before Musaf. Why? And he would tell it to everybody before, starting from the Shredish Elalan, that would be his yearly business every year. And then he passed away, so his grandson took over the mitzvah. He has a grandson also, Rabbi Henkel, who lives in Eretz, so he also, every year starting from the Shredish Elalan, it's a little different because the grandfather was 50 years older than all the Rosh Yeshiva, and the grandson is 50 years younger than all the Rosh Yeshiva. It's a little strange that he's telling them how to run their yeshiva. It's a little... Didn't have some kavachan with that. Yeah. So that's the Shaila here in the Gemara. Before Shachris, you're not permitted to even to have a snack. Even Tehima's up, only water would make them. Before Musaf and before Minchas and Achleikas, we talk to Tehima's Mutter, but just the Suda is up. The Shaila. Shaila's worth that Myra. Shaila's worth that Myra. So the Morgan Avraham quotes the Trumas Hadesh and it talks about that. That the Gemara says, in the beginning of the Mishnah, lest the person think that he's going to come home and he's going to eat supper and take a little nap and relax a little bit before he davens Ma'ariv. Here's the Gemara about Dalet Amud Beis. On the top of Dalet Amud Beis. Kinitanya, on the fourth line from the top. Chachamim Matzus Yavu Divrei, the Chachamim instituted a gather in a Harkoke, Kedei Shavai Yehei Yodam, in order that a person shouldn't be born in Asad if he's a farmer. He shouldn't come in from his work in the field for Erev in the evening. The Yomer is going to say, he's thinking in life. Eilech Odeisi Avahal, Varechol Kima, I'll eat supper, Eshti Kima, I'll have a drink, Isha, I'll take a nap, and then I'll say Krishman al Davmair, and the Bible of Chatzah Shina, he'll fall asleep and he'll sleep all night, and then for Yashin Kol HaLayla, he's going to miss Krishna in Shana Esri. It says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You should come home, and if it's not yet his mind to Dab Mairev, you should learn a little bit, and then to Krishna and Dab Mairev, and then eat his supper, and then go to sleep. So the Gemara says that you're not permitted to eat supper before you Dab Mairev. So the Mother Avon quotes from the Chumash Hadesh, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to eat olive. The Simi Reish Lam and Hasid Beis. But the Mother Avon quotes the Chumash Hadesh, that you're not allowed to eat supper. But to have a little snack, the guy's not going to forget. If a person eats supper already, so you can already forget, he'll forget about Mairev. But if he has a little snack, he's not going to forget about supper. He's hungry. A snack versus supper doesn't mean that he washes that he not washes. A lot of people never wash with stuff. People never eat bread. A lot of people never eat bread. It means that the person is going to eat the whole supper and he's not going to, if he goes to sleep now, he won't be hungry. So that's how he's eating supper. Right. So the Magen Avraham calls a little snack you're permitted to eat before Mayur. No. Oh, there's one opinion in the Mishnah that we don't talk to long. The Akiva is of the opinion that if a person eats shelek, shlokas means cooked vegetables. If he eats shelek, the humans don't know, and that's his meal, that's what fills him up. So the Akiva says you have to bench Birchas HaMazon, the whole Birchas HaMazon. But we don't talk like Rabbi Akiva. We talk to him, you only have to bench if you ate bread. You only have to bench if you ate bread. If you don't want to eat bread, you're not going to eat bread. So you say a shahakal on the flesh, and you say a doma on the potatoes, and you say a eight on the fruit, whatever, you say all the brachas. But you don't have to... Okay. Mish?
Cookies.
Mish?
Cookies.
Yeah. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you have to... They came home later, died of death, they were right on all these things. Okay. So on this is the Magen Avraham quotes in the Shulchan Aruch that a snack is mutter before Ma'ariv. So Rabbi Kiveya on the Mishnah, on the first Mishnah, quotes the Magen Avraham that a snack is mutter, and he says the Maharsha seems to disagree. Because what scratched the Maharsha? What bothered the Maharsha that he said just intensely, on days on a day, on a basis, he says. The Shasha Kahn is not in the level of the Shumot, he doesn't mean that they're eating, it means that that's the Zmanah, theoretically they can eat, but the Shlech, you're coming in to have a snack. What's so bad? You're going to have a drink of wine, a little bit of wine. You're going to have a little nizainus, a cookie, some fruit, a vegetable, some potatoes of chuma. It doesn't mean you're going to eat the whole meal. It's going to be chuma. You're going to have a little snack, and then you're going to die later. To say that the Mishnah means they come in and they eat. I'm talking going to shul to daven. He's going to daven at this. I'm davening in the 7:10 minute. He's going to daven in the 7:30 minute. He wants to have a little snack, which is not going to fill him up. He's going to have to eat supper yet. He's going to eat chuma, and then he's going to go to the later minyan. So why did the Marsha say it means this man that theoretically they should eat, but they're not actually going to eat? What's so they're going to have a snack, actually. So he says to the Marsha, good to see here, that it's also even to have to eat before Meir. That Meir is the same as Shachar. Mincha and Musa is not. That's the Gmar of Chesem Bey. That team is Musa, only to have a real meal is prohibited. But Meir is the same as Shachar. It's like it's at the beginning of a new man, and then it's also even to have a snack, just some of water is the same as Shachar. With the Musa, but anything other than water, and if you make it clean, so I'm not sure, then it should be us. Yeah, that's the question, how you interpret the Gemara. The Rabbah Postum holds not like this, Rabbi Kiveya. Rabbah Postum, I think, holds like the Magen Avraham Shem, the Shulman Tadesh, that a snack is Musa. The only thing that's also before Meir is a meal, the Haimah, that you won't be hungry later on. So then there's a Hashash that I'll go to sleep without having done.
How about you?
Yeah. Again, what is there's no minion. I want to eat supper. But eating before supper. I always dab me chidus. In this kind of instance, yeah, I would always dab me chidus. I think so. It's a shver hefter to dab in a minion kapu. I don't know, it's a questionable hefter. That's the hefter that they had in the 1500s in a... And the Be'er Sheva didn't like it. He questioned him. The mother of Ram quotes that Be'er Sheva, that he questions whether the Hesem is correct. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even begin.
That's the question if it's right.
That they made it very good at bottom. That's one line I have to stop before he got married. Good, they made it very good. So for us, they need that. That's right. No problem. He has to put on his pajamas, he has to change his clothes. So what shy is going to forget to dump? I'm wearing his clothes. Hey, so does Manah Gemara, they don't sleep with their clothes on? I don't know. Start the dinner as early as you can, start the dinner before a half an hour before the Zman of Myris. Whatever is my mire, you follow them. Whatever you normally want mire. No, but in the Shulchan Aruch they say that mire is also stomach. In fact, in Hilchot Shabbos, the Mogen Avraham quotes the Beis Yosef, that has the whole discussion. Those people who daven Myra early on Friday evening, in the summertime, so let's say daven Myra early to finish davening Myra before the sun goes down. They come home, and they're ready to make Kiddush. But they weren't going to Kriyat Shema. They say Kriyat Shema before nighttime. They're going to have to repeat the Kriyat Shema later. So the Shabbos are they permitted to recite Kiddush if it's within a half hour before the Zman of Myra, before the Zman of Kriyashma. So the whole machlok is between the Beit Yosef and the Magen Avraham. So some person holds it prohibited. That you're not allowed to begin Kiddush, you're not allowed to begin the meal within a half hour before the Zman of Kriyashma. You have to either begin Kiddush before the half hour, or if it's within the half hour, you have to wait, and then say Kriyashma, and then begin this with another thing. Oh, this is Tov Kosov, you did say Kriyashma. And the Rabbi Natan holds that you were Yoytze Kriya Shema, we have to plug on Mincha, so there is a sheet in Rishonim that you were Yoytze already. So, with respect to the prohibition of eating before Kriya Shema, which is not an Issa Deraita, it's only an Issa Derabbanon, they can follow the Father Rabbi Natan and hold that you were Yoytze the Kriya Shema.
Yeah, according to Rashi, Rashi is the one that says you read this Kriya Shema later on all day. In other words, you don't have to, according to that as well, you have to wait as soon as you're at the Kriya Shema, you should say right away. Why wait for Kriya Shema on Mincha?
I mean, how can Rashi say you wait for Kriya Shema Lamitzvah? You're eating supper before. So Rashi finally holds like the head of the Minyan Kavua. The guy always does Kriya Shema Lamitzvah. That's the Minyan Kavua. I guess that's what they say. That's what we're going to learn now. That's what we just have to know. So we know already when the earliest month is. We know when the earliest month. The earliest month is to daven, to be yaitse Kriya Shema is, the Mishnah says Pesach Kohol. Again, yes. So why does it say Mishnah Shatan and Nechnasim? There's no discussion. So the Rabbi Kivayim says, Pashup Shatan, they're going to eat a snack. And Tehillah is mutter before Myra. Then the Marshal says, no. The Mashur says it's theoretical Torah. It might appear from the Mashur that you're not even allowed to have a snack before marriage, but we don't talk about that. And then the Slach, I just want to conclude, and the Slach has a wild chibish, and the Yehuda writes on this list, they want to say that it's only prohibited to eat before Ma'ariv, if the Suda is a Suda, so sure. But if you eat Truma, it's a mitzvah, then maybe that you're permitted to do before Ma'ariv and before Kriya Shema. So the Achleinim here, that the chibish, that the Slach wants to say is against all of the Foskim. Because Suda Shabbos is also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos, and still the Morgan Avram is a big deal. We have a whole discussion about the person who daven at the early Indian on Friday evening. Then he comes home, is he permitted to make Kiddush within a half hour before this man of Ma'ariv, before this man of Kriya Shema? What's the Shailah? Suda Shabbos, Suda Shlel Shabbos on mitzvah. The Tzlach says that the Eid of Suda mitzvah is mutter before he daven. But we all say that the Tzlach is Shvet. But the Pashtus is that even a Suda that's a mitzvah is also prohibited before... Yeah, right, but still it does make this my creation earlier. This my creation is still going to be there. He's Mekabel Shabbos. He's not in there early, so he's already Mekabel Shabbos. He wasn't making Mekabel Shabbos. The Shabbos is allowed to eat, drink the Kiddush and eat the meal. That's the Machlek is the case. It's just the Mekabel Shabbos. This is within a half hour before this month.
But including
the
He
already done Ma'ariv. He already done Ma'ariv. Just wants to say Kriya Shema now.
So
the Shulchan Aruch says it goes on both. It goes on both. Yes, even Kriya Shema alone. Because of the hashash that he's going to fall asleep. That's on Dalai Lama's
base. He down an early Ma'ariv in Shul on Friday night after Shabbat, which is fine. But it doesn't count for Shema. We come home, we can't eat. We can't make Shabbat. We can't eat until the evening and the day of
Shabbat. Right, right. So Rashi says...
Shabbat may
be only
after 9 o'clock. Same
problem?
But the
Belt is... Okay, so the Belt is night Lahakel should be live with respect to the prohibition of eating before Kriya Shema. They be live. If Allah doesn't have been in time, that they'll yet to Kriya Shema already. They're machmer that they won't yet to Kriya Shema to repeat Kriya Shema again later. But with respect to the prohibition of eating before Kriya Shema, which is clearly only the Rabbanon, that's not their answer. With respect to this, if Allah doesn't have been in time, they say, no, we were yet to the Kriya Shema already in Shul, so there's no need to say Kriya Shema again, and there's no prohibition to eat before Kriya Shema. With respect to repeating the Kriya Shema, that's a Shaila de Raisa. So they were machma against the Rabbeinu Tam. Got to say again Kriya Shema. With respect to the issue of the Rabbanon eating before the Kriya Shema, they were mekel. That's one opinion. The Mogen Avraham.
You have no question
about it. Okay, same Shaila. You're not supposed to begin to eat. Spirit is no head. Okay. So the Spirit Tam, you're not supposed to begin the Kiddush if it's within a half an hour before Seifa Kehom. But those who live in Medina Sartonia, those who live close to the North Pole, have a big problem with his man in, with all his man. Summertime. That's what they call it from our climatology, that a Fumi shouldn't live above a certain point on the... Yeah, certain point on the... Not an answer, though. Okay. No problem. Okay. So what is the latest one to recite Kriya Shema? So the latest is a dispute of the Mishnah. Ah, so for Ashmura or Rishoyna, Dibre, Red, Eliezer. He can only recite Kriya Shema till the end with the first Ashmura. The night is divided, into three Ashmurais. So he says, of Lez's opinion is he can only recite Kriya Shema till the end of the first third of the night. Dibre, Red, Eliezer. The Chachamim, the Chachamim disagree. Ad Chatzai. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get such as man? That the latest man that he can say Kriya Shema shall argue is still Sof Hashmura Hashanah. So Rashi already quotes from the Gemara. Shlisha Laila is the first third of the night. through the summer, somebody showed me a newspaper article from Ray Brack, quoted from Rabbi Steinbach's commentary on the Gemara of Brachos. So they quoted that the Gemara has a dispute, a machlokes ha-tanaim, they quoted all the things that they sought to question. So they quoted that he has a comment in his commentary on the Gemara, whoever wrote it, so they have on the side a comment on the Gemara. So the Gemara has later on the next up that there's a dispute whether the night is divided up into three mishmaras or into four mishmaras. So what is the machlokes ha-tanaim with it? There's some sukkim ha-tanaim. So what is the dispute based on? So in the commentary on the side of the Steinbach Gemara, he quotes that the Mishmaris means when the angels switch to gods in heaven. So the Sama Machusa the Rishir came Machusa the Aris, and the Sama is something similar to the changing of the gods by soldiers, by human soldiers in an army. So how many units is that divided up into by armies of Basavada? So you're right that there was a difference in practice between the Greek army and the Romans. I forgot already which one. One of them divided the night up into four units, and one divided the night up into three units. So the Machlekes HaTanaim is, which minig do the angels have? So they have the minig from the Greeks, and the soldiers, they have the minig from the Greeks. So the one who wrote the article felt that was Shir HaPikur.
Like what?
Yeah, that was Shir HaPikur. I don't know. I still don't understand. There must be something missing in the article. I don't understand what this all did about it. Some of the other things that they had were not from the commentary anymore. They had other things that, unless taken out of context, were very improper. Maybe they were taken out of context. I don't know. But this comment that they quotes, I didn't understand what was wrong with this. What's wrong that they said that the Romans had four units and the Greeks had three units? The Tanaim argue, how did the angels divide up the night? Whether like these soldiers like that, also what's so there? That's the Poshup Shat in the modern, no? It's not even an interpretation. Poshup Shat. Anyway, the Rashi already says Shlisha Laila. Rashi says Ashur HaRishon is the first third of the night. What is the first third of the night based on? The Rashi right away gives it a shot. The Gemara is going to have a Shaila, what is based on? Rashi then gives in the first Gemara, Mishon Yelech Ovar Zman, after the first third of the night is over, it's too late to recite creation, but the Lomikri Suz Man Shivo, the Lekarina Dei Bishach Bicho. So how does that blazer just define, how does he translate Bishach Bicho? At the time that people are going to sleep. After the first third of the night, to use the Kedaris, I guess, after the first third of the night, normal people are not going to sleep. And the other Tanaim disagree, and they say, no, you can recite Kriya Shema all night long. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ashiyala Mura Ashaka. Why? Because it translates to Shachbucha, Kozman that people are sleeping. Kozman that people are sleeping. Now, when they're going to sleep, Kozman that people are sleeping. This is one shot that the Gemara has. The Gemara raises the possibility of saying an alternate shot in the Shlish HaLaila. What could the alternate shot possibly be? So the Gemara never really spells it out Mefurish, but the later Achrayim spell it out. One could have said shot like this. There's a middle sheet, not Chatzeris. What is Chatzeris based on? So the Gemara is going to explain not Chatzeris is only as there the Rabbanah Gidele Hachi to tell them in Aver, that if we allow people to recite Kriyash after Chatzeris, they'll already forget where he told them. They didn't have watches, they're already going to forget where he told them. And then in 8 pairs until Abu Rashat will be too late to recite Kriyash, he will have missed them. So that's why we insist, we're going to see the Mishnah. But that, in that sense, Chatzeris is only Gzeir D'Rabbana. But one could have understood Chatzeris that it's a Din D'Oraisa. One could interpret the Shach B'cha means Kozman should have been held in the Shach. And people are going to sleep. Not Kozman that people are sleeping. People are going to sleep. And whereas the first Tana Reb Leizer, we just interpreted Reb Leizer holds that people go to sleep the first third of the night, the Chacham hold they're more realistic. The Chacham hold that people go to sleep up until Chatzeris. Up until Chatzeris. They he say that Chatzeris, the Kumecha, everybody agrees that it only means one thing, when people are waking up. It doesn't mean Kozman that people are awake. That's the case of Mishneh Efek Hash. That's Mishneh Efek Yokash, where is the parallel? If you say that the Kumecha means when people are waking up, that there's a Kozman Krishna in the morning, then you can only recite Kriya Shema Kozman that people are waking up. And you don't say the Kumecha means Kozman that people are awake. So why do you interpret the Shach B'cha when people are sleeping? You should say only when people are going to sleep. So by Shach B'cha we don't say like that. We say Kozman that people are sleeping. So Kriyash Mashal Yom should be all day long. Kozman that people are awake. So the Chef Mishnah says, En Achilami, and the Sov Zman Kriyishma institution that they all tell you about is only invented Midirabban. It's only Achuma Midirabban. That's what the Chef Mishnah says. That the Sov Zman Kriyishma in the morning, that you have to say Kriyishma and by 9:45, whatever the Sov Zman Kriyishma body by you, whatever Zman they give you, is only an invention Midirabban. That's what the Chef Mishnah says. So the Achayim all ask on the Chef Mishnah that it's against the Tosefta. But the Septim Brach is right, Kishen, Shinos, the Torah, Zman, the Kriyashma, Kach, Nos, the Chachamim, Zman, the Sila. Just like the Torah gave a Zman, the Sila, the Septim, two things. First of all, Kriyashma, the Raisa. We discussed this as a still, so it's just in the Rama, where the Machlech is on the Rhine, and the Afkhof Al Munal, but the Kriyashma is the Raisa, Kriyashma is the Rabbana. And so first of all, you see from the Septim that Kriyashma is the Raisa. Secondly, you see that the Zman, Kriyashma, so Zman, Kriyashma is a Dinda Raisa. Then if the Sefer says, Kishem Shanat Matar is Mam, the Kriyashma Kach Nasa Chachamim, Mam Matzimu. So it's in the foolish of the Sefer against the Kesh Mishnah.
The Sefer
the goes on Sefer Man Kriyashma Shalag, it's not Shalshagri. Okay, it could be, because remember the whole, you have to look in the context of the Sefer. All day long. I think that the Septic goes to the end of the Zmanim are given in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the Zmanim are told, Yemo Shoyes, Bayom, and then it says, Kishesh, not to tell his Zmanim, and Kriya, so I can't accept the record, I think, in that context. Yeah, right. So the Achareim assume that the Kesh Mishnah is wrong. I, it's a Hakashif, but it should be parallel. How come my Shoch, you say, you have all night, but I tell you, you say Kriya, all night. Shoch, Machamim, because not that people are sleeping, so the Kumarim is, because not that people are awake. So the Rishonim already has that kasha. This kasha that the Kesh Mishnah is, the Rishonim, the Niri and others there, and they all answer Pecho to say this, they say that in the Hebrew, the words have a different meaning. Bikumecho, the word Bikumecho can only mean when people are waking up. The word Bikumecho does not mean when people are awake. The word Bikumecho can be translated in two ways. You can translate, Ani Holech Lishon, I'm going to go to sleep. So Bishach Bukha means when people are going to sleep, or Bishach Bukha means when people are sleeping. So the word Bishach Bukha you can translate into it. But the word Bukumech, there's only one translation. So we pass into the Sakana parallel. We say that Bishach Bukha Menatera Dizman is all night long. And the issue of Chatzar is only an issue of the Rabbana. And Bukumech is Dizman Kriyashma Deraisi. You can only be saying Kriyashma till 9:45 now, till whenever the Sov's mind will have to learn the Mishnah. When the Sov's mind when normal people are waking up. You have to finish the last word in the Shmonesri by the end of the fourth hour in the day. So say you said, so it's on Kriyashma now is on 9:45, you have to finish Kriyashma by then. By 10:45 you have to finish the Shmonesri or Shakri. And if you didn't finish by 10:45, then we give you up until Chatzos. Chatzos now is around 12:45. If you didn't finish by 12:45, then it's too late. Then you can't daven. Then you daven wait till Zman, you can't daven. Then you stay a second Shmonesri to make up the Shakri. There's going to be the Mishnah is later on. That's not true. You'll be out of the Krishna derived of the Parashat Rishon, you won't be out of the Zechiris Tzius Mitzrayim. Yeah, but the mitzvah Krishna you'll be out. So then here the Gemara has... Well, Aina is Bishayit Bitoris, right. But if it's the Mesa, there's no Tashlumen. The Mesa. If the person didn't know the din, but if the person knows that he's supposed to finish Shabbos by a 12:45, and he didn't, but that's called Mesa, so there's no Tashlumen. So So again, here the Mishnah has three. There are three opinions. When is the self man kriya shalaylo shalavi? The first opinion is Rav Leizer that you have to finish by self ashmor arishani that shli shalaylo by the first third of the night. The second opinion is chatzai. The third opinion is kol alaylo. And the Gemara says there's a basic fundamental machlokes over here. How do you translate the word b'shach b'chol? Whether b'shach b'chol means that people are going to sleep or kozman that people are sleeping. So how do you understand the shir of chatzai? That the Gemara is going to have to show you. Is chatzai a shir de rabbanon ki de lahachik to start the middle? Really, the Tana who holds chatzai holds this man is really kol alaylo. And chatzai is not ki de lahachik to start the middle. Maybe I should say no. Chatzai is a shir de raisa, the hainu. Because now that people are going to sleep, and when are people going to sleep? So where I believe on Shabbat the Rav Leizer. The Rav Leizer claims people are only going to sleep the first third of the night. The Chacham say no, people really go to sleep the first half of the night. So what does Rav Leizer argue with the Chacham and the Zeus and the other? The alternate Shabbat holds no. Rav Leizer is the Gzeira of Chatzai. Meeker at the end, you can say Kriya Shema Tel Chatzos. Why? Because that's when people are going to sleep. But we're afraid if you allow people to say Tel Chatzos, they don't have watches, so they may say yes to Chatzos. So we say, no, you better finish Kriya Shema before one-third of the night, as a Hachokim in the Rabbonah. That's what Achrenim explained, that because the Gemara is not the Seirish. The Gemara says there are two ways to learn Chatzos. But if there are two ways to learn Chatzos, when the Chatzos is a Gzeira or to call a Laila, so Chatzos is a real din d'oraita, that's what people are going to sleep. Then there's two ways to learn Hashmur Arishayna. Whether Hashmur Arishayna is the sheet of d'oraita, that's when people go to sleep by the first third of the night. Oh no, that's the Hachis Sodom Adair from the Chatzos. The Chatzos is really when people go to sleep. I don't know. Chatzos exists in other areas. We have a cloud, usually we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein D'oraita Tikkun. A Takana de Rabbanon, even though it's not a Din D'oraita, but they always are supposed to pattern all Din D'Rabbanon along the style, along the line of Din D'oraita. So you have, the Mishnah is going to list off many Din D'Rabbanon that are with Nikvam de Rabbanon as Chatzos, which we assume are patterned after a Din D'oraita. So what Din D'oraita do you have as Chatzos? What changes does Chatzos alive? That's the one and only din that we have to show us for this. See, by Korban Pesach, the Gemara has a dispute. You have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. And the Pesach and Olive, whether that's a din d'oraita, that's also only a din d'rabbanon, the Hachik Sodom Avir. That one should hold that that's also only a din d'rabbanon, that Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos. So where do you ever have a din d'oraita of Chatzos? The whole idea of Chatzos HaLaila, that it plays a role in Halacha, is only an invention of the Rabbanon. But it's hard to visualize. We always say, call the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein D'oraita Tikkun. So that Gemara in Menachos is a din d'oraita. The Gemara has a din. If you have the Karbonas burning on the Mizbeah, so how long do the Kohanim are in charge of the Hakrovas HaKabonas? How long do they have to see to it that everything burns till it turns into ashes? When it turns into ashes, then the mitzvah of Shreifa, the mitzvah of Haktoria is to have all of this, all the flesh and all the fat, whatever you're supposed to burn, should burn so long till it turns into ashes. And what if it didn't turn into ashes? What if it's still there and the fire went out? You have to make the fire again, then it should turn into ashes. What if it fell off on the floor? So you have to pick it up again, the Kohanim have to pick it up and put it back on top of the fire. So the mother has a din. What happens if the... What happens if you have chalavim, or you have a garden of a carbon oil, or you have limbs of fat from all the various carbonates on the Mizbeah, and the whole thing is charred on the outside, totally charred on the outside, but the inside is not to turn into ashes yet. It's what the Gemara calls a shiriri. The Gemara is often called a shiriri. Shiriri means that it's all charred on the outside, inedible, but the inside is still edible. The inside didn't turn into ashes yet, so you didn't yet fulfill it. The Gemara says, they leave it, I am left till it turns into ashes. So the Gemara says, what happens if the chatzos, the shiriri, fell on the floor? So then the Gemara says, chatzos owes the equal. The Gemara learns that from the Pesach. That at the moment of chatzos at midnight, there's a din d'oraita that whatever was charred on the outside is considered mu'ukal, with an ayin. Mu'ukal means considered as if it's totally consumed by the fire through and through. So if it falls off from the Mizbeah, there's no longer a mitzvah of a haduri poikim to put it back on top of the fire. If it doesn't fall off from the Mizbeah, you leave it, and you see to it that it burns till it turns into ashes. But if it fell off, after chatzos, then the Gemara says there's no longer a mitzvah to put it back up. So that's one din. There's one din there right there that chatzos halayla plays a role. So once you have one din there right there that plays a role, you have called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there right to Tikkun. Rabbanon have a right to institute many other dinim as chatzon. But Ashmura HaRishayna, you don't have any dindaraisa. The only possible dindaraisa you can have is this is. Because Ransha B'nei Adam Holchum Rishon, so that's talking about Milan Shah. So that Blazer, who says he can only say Kriya Shema till the first third of the night, he's saying a dindaraisa. He's not saying a dindarabonim. If that's a dindarabonim, it's Zayla Otu Chatzon, which is a dindaraisa. So we have this man of Shlisha Laila, it's in the middle of nowhere, Shlisha Laila. Doesn't correspond to anything. So Lefima, it's called a Chagmar, it's Nisha, it's Lezer, it's Zayna, it's in the right. And Chatzos is in the Rabbon, and it's Zayra, up to a call on Laila, we're afraid that the person will wait too long. And Chatzos, we know it's on a level of the right, at least in the one case. So it's a Hadouri Pankin, by the Korbon, it's very good. That's how the later Achrayim interpret that Gemara. The Gemara was mistook. Maybe the Rabbanah hold Chatzos is their right, and maybe Reb Leizer holds that Shlisha Laila is the Hakaka after that. The Gemara never spells it out. That's how the later Achrayim. I think Taker Rebbe Kivei Amishnayim, if I'm not mistaken. Who was the source from the beginning? Shlomo, Mother Achrayim. That's what he says. That's only the Rabbanah, right? That's how we assume. Right. That's how we assume. The Reb Leizer sheet is a deraisa, that's when people are going to sleep by the first third, and the Chachamim sheet is deraisa all night long. The Rabbi Gamliel sheet and the Chatzoi, the middle sheet, that's Xer de Rabbon. They're waking up then. Okay. They said, stop the whole man that they're sleeping, because they wake up at Chatzah. So, Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Rabbi Gamliel says, the third sheet says, Shiyal Amud HaShachar. What do you mean, at Chatzah? That the person has to recite Kriya Shema by Chatzah Talal. But what if he didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzah? What if he didn't recite Kriya Shema? The person violated the din. So then 1 o'clock, Chatzah is now around a quarter to 1 in the middle of the night. So then 1 o'clock and he didn't have married yet. What do you say that he shouldn't say Kriya Shema? What did the Rabbanan say over here? What did the Rabbanan say? That you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema after Hatzai? Or they just said Lahatzila? They just said Lahatzila. You should. Lahatzila, the proper thing is you have to say Kriya Shema before Hatzai. By Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, by Korban Chatzos v'Yoshom, they say you're not allowed to eat the Korban after Chatzos, and if you didn't eat it before Chatzos, we prohibited you. We forbid you to eat it after Chatzos because l'achik is adam and abeira. If you're going to wait too long, it's going to turn out that he's eating the Korban after Amud HaShachar, he's going to be violating Nisa Korei of eating Nisar, so we prohibit him from eating the Korban Chatzos of Roshom, or Korban Pesach after Chatzos. He made it too late in the morning. But over here, what's the aver going to be? We prohibit you from reciting Kriya Shema after Chatzos, lest it'll be so late, it'll be after Amud HaShachar. So what's the aver? There, it'll come an aver. Here, there's no aver. Then the Supreme Gaon raises that problem. Supreme Gaon raised an issue. Who gave the rabbis the right to make any Xeris Bechlaf? Who said the Rabbanah had the right to chadin bal teisus? You're not allowed to add on to the dinim and the Torah. So who authorized the rabbis to institute there? So the Gemara says, in Yibamah, that's what follows, based on the pasuk, Mishmarit and Es Mishmarti, Azul Mishmarit and Mishmarti. The first mission for Kiyov, that's Es Kiyov and Torah. And based on that pasuk, Mishmarit and Es Mishmarti, in the middle of Vayikra, Azul Mishmarit and Mishmarti. So the Pimukadim is Mo'er Retayne, and it's Sikha Kalev, Torah Chaim. There's a general introduction to Torah Shabbat Torah. He calls it a tzila, his general introduction to Arachayim, but it's really to all of Torah Shabbat. So he's more Rashayim, but the Gemara says that the term Mishmeret and Shomer or Shmira means a light sister. Whenever it says Mishomer ten v'yal, it has the connotation of a light sister. So if it says Mishmeret and Es Mishmarti, and the connotation is Asu Mishmeret and Mishmarti, the Chere the Chachalim only are authorized by the Torah to make a Siyog and a Hachoki, when they're afraid someone's going to violate a law, someone's going to violate an Aver. But if they're afraid someone is going to be lazy and not fulfill a mitzvah, the Chere, they have no authorization to institute any Hachoki. So it also tells you if you have a Shaila, you have to listen to their Tzak, a Shaila that's in their right. Or if they make a takana, you have to listen. But who gives the chachamim the authority to make the gzeirah? The Gemara says that's based on a shmartim and mishmarti. The Gemara says based on different psukim. Yeah. What about Kishon? Means to prohibit blowing shofar on Shabbos. No, they're afraid people will carry on Shabbos. Adira. No, but they're not afraid that people won't blow. They're afraid people will be mechal Shabbos. No, the Prima Godin, quotes on often a Gemara in Menachos. I think it's got Samach Ches or something, in Perek HaVishmol. But the Gemara makes this distinction. The Gemara talks about the prohibition of eating Chodosh, the new tefua that grew. You're not allowed to eat before you bring the korban haomer on Pesach. So the Gemara says there's a spirit between two psukim in the same parsha. The pasuk says the lechem is from the kabbalah stuff like that. And my yom hazeh, it's not two psukim. It's the same pasuk. Two phrases in the same pasuk. You're not permitted to eat the new tefua. At etzem hayom hazeh, at haviyachem hazeh matzlufah. So at etzem hayom hazeh means that it's mishal yom till the morning of tezayin benitzim, the first day chalav at Pesach, till the morning. So once it comes the morning, you're permitted to eat the chadosh. But then the same pasuk, it has the next phrase, at haviyachem hazeh matzlufah, till you bring the korban haomer. The korban haomer was a mincha, a korban mincha that they brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So when is it permissible to eat the chadosh? Is it permissible to eat Chodesh from the morning, Etzem Hayayim Hazeh, from Zviche? Or is it permissible to eat Chodesh from HaKrobas, from Shalat HaKrobas? So the Gemara asked the Shaila in Menachos in Perek HaVishmol. So the Gemara has one opinion that the Lois that say, let me call the comment, Lois Eichlu, the Lois that says, Ad Etzem Hayayim Hazeh. Lois Eichlu, Ad Etzem Hayayim Hazeh, 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 but still there's an essay that you're not supposed to eat. There's much of it. I mean, the same time you're not supposed to eat the Chodosh until they're actually makriv the Minchas Haomer in the Beit HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says in Menachos that it's prohibited to handle Chodosh. The merchants used to sell Chodosh in the street, and they would tell the purchasers that this is Chodosh, you're not allowed to eat it until they bring the Minchas Haomer. So the Mishnah says, not only is it prohibited to sell Chodesh, to handle Chodesh, or to sell Chodesh before Pesach because of the Gzeira that he may eat it, it's even prohibited on Kalamayt. On the first day Kalamayt Pesach, it's prohibited to sell Chodesh in the morning because it's off Kotas. You're not permitted to eat the Chodesh until after they bring the carbon on the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says why? If you hold, the Gemara says, the Machlokes of Yechon HaShlokesh, if you hold that the Leis essay applies the lab of you're not allowed to eat it. The Avera, the lab applies up until the time that you actually mock with the carbon hall in there. So we understand why the Chachamim made a hakoke that you're not even allowed to handle Chodosh until after that carbon time because you make it get needed. But if you hold up the light says it is off in the morning, there's already no lab. But why are you prohibited to eat the Chodosh before our carbon hall in there? I mean, to say it's only an essay, it's not a light essay. So the Gemara asks, what might they have to make it there? They're up on, that's a Tesis in service to the Gemara. That's the Pasha Shah in Gemara. Rashi doesn't say anything in Tesis, that's the Pasha Shah. So the Prima Gwadim comments in his Hagwama to Arachayim, that from that Gemara would appear like he thought that Mishmarta meant Mishmarta, Asum Mishmarta from Mishmarta only authorizes you to make it there, the Rabbanon, when you're afraid that the people are going to violate a Lai Tesis, they're going to violate an Avera. But if you're just afraid that they're going to be involved in a mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of not eating Chodesh before our Chodesh is only a mitzvah, it's not a Lai Tesis, so they have no right to institute a Gzeira for that. So that's what bothers the Prima Gwadim. So what right do they have to make a Gzeira here? That you have to say Kriya Shema Bai Chatzos because we're afraid that you may be negligent, you may fall asleep and forget all about Kriya Shema. So you forget about Kriya Shema. So the book won't come to an end. You will not have violated any Avera. The only thing, the worst thing that will happen is that you will not have fulfilled a mitzvah. So we heard that Gemara and Menachos indicate that you're not permitted to make it there if you're only afraid that people will be negligent and fulfilling it. It will allow people to say after Chatzos that they'll wait ready till 5:15 in the morning. 5:15 is already the Shabbat.
What do you think? What is the Gemara and
Menachos? The Gemara says that
the
Gemara either assumes that it's a light essay. I forgot already what the Gemara gives as a therapy. But the assumption is correct. The Gemara's assumption is correct that the Chachamim were never authorized by the Torah to make a Gzeira or a Hakaka when they're only afraid that people will be negligent and will fully in intercessory. So the people got him in. But what do you do with the first Mishnah in Bracha? It says explicitly the Chachamim say, Ad Chatzos, and why is Ad Chatzos? You didn't ask to talk to me, are they will be afraid that if you'll allow people to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, so they'll already forget, And they won't. They finish with the mass at 5:15 in the morning. 5:15 in the morning. Is that yet by Lord Hashanah? It's too late. They will lose all mitzvah. So you see the Jewish, they made Xerah the Rabbanah because they're afraid that people will not fulfill the mitzvah. They see that they were authorized to make Xerah, even when they're just afraid that people will be negligent in mitzvahs. So the people go to them and says, no, this Mishnah is not under my sin. This is a thing, they didn't make any Xerah of it. They said, L'chazchit, you have all night to say Kriya Shema. So we say, say Kriya Shema as early as possible. Say it, try to say before Chatzos. But what if you didn't say Kriya Shema before Chatzos? Would you say that you're prohibited to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos? He says the Pashat Shat, most of the Rishonim, the Pashat Shat is that it's not prohibited to say after Chatzos. They didn't assume Mishmeres and Mishmaiti to make Xerah hate that they made an Easter on something. Here they said it's the Hebrews as readers, say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. That's the Pashat Shat. This is all, the Prima Gadim is stretching all of this, Lakukif and the Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a famous comment that the Rabbeinu Yonah has on the first page in Brachas. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah wrote all the Hishurim on Brachas, on the wrist, on the side of the wrist. On some assistants you have the Rana on the side, some assistants you have the Lokirin, but on Brachas was less than the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Everything is written. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah the following comment. When the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Kriya Shema can only be recited, Atzkatzoi, it doesn't just mean Hatzchila see to it that he does matter before Hatzori. And if you miss this, say he does matter after Hatzori. It does not Hatzori. He says no. And if you miss Hatzori, they put, it's a waste of time to say Kriya Shema. It's like saying Kriya Shema in the middle of the day. Even if you'll say Kriya Shema, you will not be able to miss. How can I be? What do you mean not yet to the mitzvah? When I heard this line of Kriya Shema is called a Laila. So what do you mean? The Rabbanim, they say, don't say Kriya Shema, because even if you'll say it, you won't fulfill the mitzvah. Why will you not fulfill the mitzvah? That's really a big shaila. That's a machlokes in Achrei. Rosh Hashanah, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Yisei Shachelim, right? It's a machlokes in Shulchanah. The Mechava passes like the Rambam, By Yom, the Mechaber says, in the morning of the Purim, you don't say Shechdan, you ready to say. And the Rambam disagrees by both, he says, on the second day, Rosh Hashanah is a fake of the Yomah, even though it's a Yomah Richter, it's a Yomah Richter L'chumra, but it's a fake of the Yomah L'chumra, so we say, maybe yesterday we didn't do anything, yesterday was there at Rosh Hashanah, maybe today's the first time we're fulfilling Kiyah Shofar in a year, so the Rambam passes, that's the meaning of most places by the Ashkenazim, that you say Shechdan even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam says, by the Megillah also, he starts with like the Baal Me'ataisis, like the Rabbi Natam and Megillah. That's dollar of an hour, but even though you read the Megillah Baleo to him and you said Shechyoni, when you read the Megillah Bayom, you say again Shechyoni because the Ikka Kriya, whatever that means, the Ikka Kriya of the Megillah is the morning, is Bayom. Shechyoni? Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. So the Shaila is for Sardim who follow the Mechaber, for those Kehillahs that they only say Shechyoni when they blow Shaykh on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And the second day, Rosh Hashanah, when they blow Shofar, they don't say Shechyanu. For those that have that practice, so what do you do this year? The first day, Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos, he didn't blow Shofar. So the second day, Rosh Hashanah, is the first time you've blown Shofar in a year. So everybody agrees that you say Shechyanu. You say two brachas, which not called Shofar, you say Shechyanu. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that was Shaila. Nice is Shehoya. There was a Kehillah, and they had no rabbi. Or they had a rabbi, whatever the story was. They don't tell that part of the story. They didn't know. They blew Shofar on the first day, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Chol is the Shabbos. They said the brachas. It says the Shema Kol Shayt. The Shachyan is blue Shayt. Then, yeah. If one they do, that's a different chesed. Because the Gemara says the Gzeir is that you're not allowed to blue Shayt. Or the Gzeir is semi abirena dal ramis bishus grandeur. We're greater than the person they carry. So they say in the name of the Malbim that those people on Mechalei Shabbos, when they go, Lachamei Abiyatim Shalom, when they go to the Bezer Shalom Island, not only will they burn in Gehenna for carrying on Shabbos, they're going to burn in Gehenna for not blowing Shofar on Shoshana Shaholi's B'Shabbos. Because the whole reason for the Gzeira doesn't apply. So the Gzeira obviously took it to heart. If he is a third tier shaykh, I'm not trying to call these for Shabbos. Because they carry anyway, they carry, they don't want to burn the head in trouble. So they both shaykh on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They took the words of the Mabu Torah. That they consist. Okay. The side of the Maitre Shaya, on the side of the Arachayim, the Eishel Avram, the Eishel Avram, the Prima Gredim, and the Eishel Avram from the Chasharav on the side. It quotes a story from the side of Shekelu, that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos, and by mistake they blew Shrefer in the middle of the Dari. And then they found out that they made a mistake. Okay, the second day, the other God blew Shrefer Kedim. So the side of the Eishel Shachyanu on the second day, hey, yes, they blew Shrefer yesterday. What's the issue? So the issue is, there's a takana, there's a bear in the Rabbanah prohibiting Kiyah Shrefer on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They went ahead and they did it. So what's the status? Were they Yaitis Kiyah Shrefer? On the level of the right that they were supposed to blow Shrefer, they were Yaitis. So should I say, with the Rabbanah, we prohibit you, you're not supposed to blow Shrefer. But if you went ahead and you did it, you have a mitzvah on the level of the right. So how can we rip up the mitzvah? Are we going to invalidate the mitzvah? Or maybe I should say no. The Yesh Karach, the Atacham, is Lakar. Dogman Atar means literally Lakar. And the Kiyam HaMitzvah, this can Kiyam HaMitzvah. Very strange. That's what they shall have on, quote the Machlech Yisachrayim. So the later post game, Rabbi Chana Vazman quotes that he discussed this with Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik and others, and he quotes that it's a Mephurish HaMachlech in the Rishayim. A famous Machlech is in the beginning of Sukkah, and that's Gimel Menauer. The Mora has examined, there's a dispute in Shabbat Yitzhilo, if a person sits in a Sukkah, and his table with all the food is inside the house. So if the Shammai says prohibited, if he's sitting Rosh Hashanah of the Sukkah, but Shulchan of the Sech HaBayit, the table with all the food is inside the house, but sometimes we have that problem. Sometimes you have a Sukkah with a Schach Pasul in the middle. So you won't sit, sometimes the Schach Pasul is in such a way that the whole Sukkah is not good. Even if you're sitting on the Kosher Schach Pasul, it's not good. The Hilchot Sukkah is not so easy to know when the Sukkah is good, when not. And sometimes it'll be that where you're sitting is okay, but over there it's not okay. So what if you have over there? You have the table with all the food on it. So the fellow's going to sit in the part of the Sukkah that's good, but the table with the food is under the part of the staff that you're not allowed to sit. So the Magen Avraham says that that's the same day of the Shammai. The Gemara says here we talk like the Shammai against the Sula. This is an exception to the rule that we talk like the Shammai against the Sula. So you prohibit it to sit Rosh Hashanah in the Sukkah, the Shulchan of the Sech HaBayit, or Shulchan with the food on it, Tachas Tach Pasul. The shulchan with the food is going to be in that part of the sukkah where you're not allowed to sit. So there's a very, not even allowed to sit and eat in the part that's kosher, there is shami mosh chachar achar shulchan, and they lean over and eat the food under that part of the sukkah that's kosher. So you're not allowed to do that. So the Mishnah has a lashon. Mishnah tells a story. What are you talking about? He once visited a certain tana, and that's what he was doing. And the shami, he killed everybody was there, nobody said anything. So the other tana says, not true. The Shammai was there and they told this Tana in Kena Yisra Naigit, this is what you did, was Yamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You never fulfilled the Mitzvah Sukkah. That's why Lashon HaBot was Yamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Saying, but Yamta, or by the Aviv HaChachonim, it's a Gzeir de Rabbon, but you're not allowed to sit. He's sitting in the Sukkah, but the food is inside out. So he violated the Gzeir de Rabbon. But if you're to the Mitzvah Sukkah on a level of the Raita, the Tesis and the Ramban say, and then Gemara, what's Yamta Kahogim? He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah properly because you violated the Gzeir HaRabbanan. And the Ran, on that Gemara in Sukkah, and that Mishnah in Sukkah, I think it's Daf Chavot, it's called on Daf Gimel, but the original Mishnah is Daf Chavot. The Ran says no, Loki Yamta, the Ran has a machlokes with Tesis, excuse me, the Ran and the Ramban say Loki Yamta Kehogan. And the Tesis says Loki Yamta Klal, that if you sit in Sukkah in a way that Menatari is your same, but the Ramban say you're not allowed to do that, so the Rabbanon, didn't only say you're not allowed to do that. You're a naughty boy, you're not allowed to do that. The Rabbanon declared that you weren't yet to the mitzvah. Period, you weren't yet to the mitzvah. So that friend relates that to this issue over here. They say, if the Chachamim tell you that you're not committed to blow Shrefer on Rosh Hashanah, Shechaviyah, to Shabbos, according to the Tesis opinion, even if you go ahead and blow Shrefer, lo kiyam to mitzvah Shrefer, the garnish. There was no Kiyam HaMitzvah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, you'll say Shachyonu. You haven't been ready to Kiyam HaMitzvah for a whole year. What you did yesterday was zero. Was Aloy Kivot. And the other Rishonim would say not so. The Ramban and the Ram would say that you were yet to the Deraita. Just you violated the Gzeir HaRabbanan, but you were yet to the Deraita. The Siri Yishalat Zihir, Rabbeinu Yoina, has this strange opinion. Rabbeinu Yoina says, Pshat in the Mishnah, Chachar, Elan, Ma'achatzot, it's only a Gzeir HaRabbanan. What do you mean a Gzeir HaRabbanan? So he says, and if you did recite Kriya Shema before Chatzoy, we say you shouldn't recite after Chatzoy. Just like you didn't eat the carbon before Chatzoy, we prohibit you to eat it after Chatzoy. So they say, we prohibit you from reciting Kriya Shema after Chatzoy. What do you mean we prohibit you? And then he adds on, because even if you say the Kriya Shema, you won't be able to do anything. So you should know that you're not yet seeing anything. So we say don't say Kriyashma because the Rabbanu were oikid and it's... That's what most of the later parts can hold that it's not correct. Most of the parts can disagree with the Rabbanu, right? They say along the lines of the Prima Gordi.
And I'm here. The baby boy was born by on Friday.
No, the reason is that even though he was in Chal Shabbos, we say that he had it in the Yisrael. But here there was a specific Zerah that I brought him that you're not allowed to blow Shekhar on Hashem. Here it's not a special Zerah. It's still Shabbos like doing any Malach on Shabbos. Nothing specifically wrong with doing the Brit Milah. Neither is what it's not. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos. It's an act of Chil Shabbos. But just because the guy was in Chal Shabbos, there's no reason to declare.
Yeah,
And I don't know. It's also against the thing we've got to be safe. It's just cash. It's just cash. It's much more than I could admit to the Chachamim are empowered to issue this chumris based on the part of Nishmaratim as Nishmarati Asum Nishmarit, the Nekas Yod. Or they're even empowered to make Xerah to be Oiker and Mitzvah, B'Shevi Al-Tatri, not the Blosh Shaker. But the Gemara says in Yavamah that they are not empowered to be Oiker of Manatar B'Kum B'Yasei. They take an Eishes Ish and you permit her to remarry. So that's called Akira of Manatar B'Kum B'Yasei. So that's the Gemara's problem. How can they do that? So the Gemara has to give this solution, whatever the solution means, of Akira Abba's solution. But you can't just say that the regular mitzvah, what happened, regular mitzvah, was she still an Eishes Ish? So they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of getting married, but she's still going to be an Eishes Ish. So how do you undo the issues? So that's what the Gemara has to say, something much more basic, much more fundamental. Of Kina Abba, isn't it? To be clear that the Eishes Ish is no longer an Eishes Ish. She was never an Eishes Ish.
I think explain what's an issue.
Yeah, there's no Abba. Here by Krishna, there's no Abba. And the other case, yeah, the other case.
Actually, back both both.
What do you mean, close to?
There's
a hunting in a bear. What's the hand? Just can I the lack of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, yeah?
Not
in a bear. Let's see this story. Rabbi says, by Krishna, that's the machlokes. The Rabbi Yehuda says they were oiker to the gamre. That if you didn't say Krishna before, they prohibit you from saying later. And even if you'll say it, you won't be oiker. So it's worthless to recite it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's finish. And many later pastors, Shagasari, many others take issue with the Rabbi Yehuda. They think that it's too hard to believe. They say that they don't think that that's what the Chachamim meant. Atkot says it's just as legal. You should try to say before Atkot, and if you didn't, so you say you are misakul. So you say yes, Atkot. And you keep Rabbi Gamliel, you can even wait for Hatzilu, the left of Hatzilu. It's even permissible to wait for Hatzilu, the left of Hatzilu. If you didn't blow on the first day, yes, then for sure you say Shachyana on the second day. Everybody would agree. You haven't been Yaitu Tisha for all year. I did see that you hadn't played a shell, that was only a minute. That wasn't really a minute. But the Shabbos, if you blew on the first day on Shabbos and you weren't supposed to, and you have the Shabbos Shabbat, but you don't say Shachyanu on the second day, if you were Yaksa yesterday, would you say Shachyanu in this case? But that's not breaking from Shulchan Aruch. Well, it's a lot of Shabbos. Years ago, in the Benton, they used to blow. In the presence of the Benton, I got away with money, even on Shabbos. No, when they introduced the Gemara, not the Moshe, but they said in Beit HaMikdash, and then after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, they said in Yerushalayim, and the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and then when they were chased out of Yerushalayim, then they said, it's my death, you know. The Riz only quotes the halacha that the Negei halacha line. It's not like the Rambam. The Rambam quotes everything. The Rambam wrote the Sefer Mishneh Torah to be the constitution of the new Medina Sisu. That was supposed to be lost in love. All the Dinah of Taras, all the Dinah of Sefer Mishneh, enjoying everything. But the Riz didn't plan ahead to the future. He wasn't looking so far. The Riz just wrote halacha line, wrote his leg in his mind. And still, the Riz quotes all the Dinah. When you're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, call these Shabbos in the presence of the Bez Nagol. So the Baal Hamor, at the bottom of the Yisrael Rosh Hashanah, asked, what did he quote these dinners for? In the days of the Riz, there was no Bez Nagol. So he should have left out all these dinners. So the Rav comments on the side of the Riz. The Baal Hamor didn't know the secret. Everybody knew the secret. The Riz blew shofar, and his mate Nadir should have been with Africa. He blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, call these Shabbos. Why? Because the Rav explains, the Riz interpreted the Gemara that you don't have to have Dafke this late Bezna HaGadol to be permitted to blow Shofar on Hashanah Shal Mizmah Shabbos. You don't need necessarily the Sanhedrin Dover with 71 members who have Smicha. Even a Bezdin D'Ikroi, even an ad hoc Bezdin. What's a Bezdin D'Ikroi? So the Riff understood the Gemara to mean whoever are the only HaGadol in that generation, even if they don't have any Smicha. So the Riff held that he was the Gadol HaGadol. How did he figure that out? Because people sent the Shabbos more over. Rabbanu from all over Europe sent him the Shabbos, so he thought that he was the central person of that generation. So he, even though he had no smicha, so he held based on the Gemara that he was permitted to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. At the time, then you have the shofar being in the Beis Medrash all the time and 100 Rabbanu, and the head to the Rabbanu is a different thing. The Beis Medrash is a different thing. But the snake Bez Nagadol is not there. So the Riff understood the Gemara to say that the Bez Nagadol is locked up. Bez Nagadol means whoever are the Gdomi Hador. And he felt that he was the central Bez in that generation. Chiyuv. Mechuyuv Menatar. It's a Bosh Shefer. Whenever there's no Zerah, then you Mechuyuv. It's just that the Rav writes that even the Talmidim of the Riff didn't follow this point. Even the Talmidim of the Riff followed everything else that he said, never follow this point of the Riff. And they all that this was not true. That only the Bez Nagadol has the right to blow shofar Hashanah Shal Yisrael. Okay, let's see again. So the three opinions in the Mishnah. One is the Sof Man Kriyash Mashal Laila. Is the Sof Man Kriyash Mashal Laila she did not Shalish HaLaila the first third of the night? And the Sof Man Kriyash Mashal Laila is Chatzoy. So the Sof Man Kriyash Mashal Laila is all night long until Allah is HaShachar. Until Atiyah Lamud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar is an hour and a half before sunrise. Middle of the night. Now it's around 5:15 or 5:30 and the sun rises way later, 6:15. So it's at least an hour and a quarter before the sun rose. Maitre Bobrano, the Beit HaMishnah, once the story happened that the children of Rabbi Amir went to a wedding and they hadn't recited Krishna yet. Oh, move on, but they told the father, look, Karina, he's a good father, he stayed up all night. So he waited up for them. So they come home at 4 o'clock at night, he's waiting up for them. So they called on the phone. So he asked the father, they didn't say Krishna yet. Oh, Mulai, La Karina, Tashna, what should we do? Mulai, he told him, Mulai, Allah, Mulai, Shaka, Hayam, Matem, the crow. Even though the after Hatzari, you should recite Krishna. So the Rabbeinu Yoina interprets that's his opinion. But if it didn't have been like the Chachamim, then they would be prohibited to recite Krishna in order to get the message through that even if they'll say they won't be able to anything, so it would be forbidden to recite Krishna. Yeah, there's no reason to say Krishna if you can say a parashah whenever you want. But to say Kriyat Shema after Chatzos HaLaila for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah, that's forbidden with the Rabbanon, because you'll get the mistake in your Red Bechai that you were Yotze Krishna and you weren't. Because with the Rabbanon they were working the whole team on mitzvah Mikovoko. That's Rabbi Yerahol. He says that this story, that's Rabbi Tamil speaking. It's his sheet that you can say Kriyat Shema even after Chatzos. But I'll leave it to Rabbanon as Vasko. And the other part of the whole thing is not true, that even the Rabbanon would agree that the Yerahol, that he didn't say before Chatzos, he say after Chatzos. That's what it's usually assumed. Well, of course, it's assumed, not like the Rabbi Yerahol. Yeah, usually Mike's are out. Yeah. Usually we assume Mike's are out. See, here the Mike is Rabbi Gamliel speaking from it. The question. Rabbi Gamliel sheet that we know what he holds. He brings his own writing. He's the Bala Shinkle. So then he says, and the sheet of Chatzos that my opponents hold from, they hold that yes, the situation was so Chatzos. You know, it was not only a universal din. It's not a local din. You shouldn't think that my opponents hold Chatzos is a local din because the Shach Mechol calls on that people are going to sleep. And people go to sleep the first half of the night. No, those are the Banama. The Din Chatzos is the universal there in Rabbanan. It's really called a Laila. This Shit the Chatzos is a clear that he'll be negligent. The Lazu Banama. It's not a local Din. I'm a Kol. Not Shomach. I'm not Chatzorim. It's really Mitzvot and Hashiyah Lamura. Shachar is only there in Rabbanan. For example, Hektach Alam Yibarim Mitzvot and Hashiyah Lamud HaShachar. The Mitzvot to burn the Karbon is really all night long. I don't mean all night long. Why can't you bring the carbon the next day? Why is it only all night long? Normally a carbon is only by yom. Avodah is only by yom. But that's only Avodah Sadan. Shita, Kabbalah, Elohim, Rike, the Dabal Avodah Sadan has to be done by yom. And Avodah that's not Avodah Sadan, let's say Hakkorah. Hakkorah says Yom is not Avodah Sadan. That can be done by Laila. That can be done by Laila. Nisuch HaMayim can be done. Nisuch HaYayim can be done by Laila. Tila Balayla, the question. Nisuch HaYayim is not an Avodah Sadan. So what? Hatzaras Chalavim is Afilu Balayla. Afilu Balayla, Afilu Bayom. Bayom, for sure you can do it. So what do you mean? You can do it all night long. You can do it all night, all day, and all night, all day. That's the Chiddush. Bayom or Balayla. What does it mean that Trashim call Balayla? But you don't have to do it after Hatzay. What does it mean? Is there any problem of being Makhdim and Worm tomorrow morning? I brought a carbon today. So the Chatzilah, the least of the Shleimus, is to be Makhdim and Worm today. Take care of the Yom today, even if it's Shabbos. That's why I brought the Kvinim and we're talking about Shabbos. So the Chiddush that you committed to Shech the Beim on Shabbos, it's a Malacha, it's a Chilul Shabbos. But that's the Din, that Korban should Mare Kavur is Echa Shabbos. What about Haktaras Emur? Haktaras Emur is a Malacha of Havara. So why do you allow the person to be Makhdim and Emur on Shabbos? Wait till after Abdullah. The Makhdim and Emur after Abdullah. So the Emur says, no, the Chatzilah, you're supposed to, the Emur says, Chaviva mitzvah to Shaita. The Chatzili should burn the Emurim today, even with Chilul Shabbos. Not even listen to Shaita. If you didn't do the Haftarat Emurim before Shkia, so we allow you to do the Haftarat Emurim all night long. So what if you waited not only all night long, you waited till tomorrow morning? You can't do the Haftarat Emurim tomorrow morning. There's a posting that you're not allowed to. It's Neisa. Just like there's a din of Neisa L'Achila Sodom, there's a din of Neisa L'Achila Sizbeya. There's an Issa to be makter nicer on the Mizbeah. There's an Issa Karis to eat nicer. If a person eats a korban Pesach or korban Shlomim that's nicer, korban Chatzos Hashem that's nicer, he's heard that an Issa Karis. If a person is makter nicer on the Mizbeah, that's not an Issa Karis. In fact, it's a question what the Issa is. There's an Issa to be nicer. There's an Issa to leave over the Chalav to become nicer. By Yom Chalav Chagi, an Issa to let it become nicer. Where is there a Pasuk in the Chumash that says he's going to be? Who states that Pasuk in the Chumash that says an Aver to be makter nicer on the Mizbeah? So he talks about the Pasuk somewhere. This time it's a lady's Pasuk that says, you know, that he mocked with any carbon as well. Okay. So there's an Aver to be mocked and nicer about any carbon. But of course it is nicer. When it comes Amur HaShachar, it'll become nicer. When is this man that things become nicer? And even in the carbon shlamim also. A carbon shlamim, if you bring a carbon shlamim, let's say on Tuesday, so there's man achim v'shnei yamim v'layla. It means you can eat it on Tuesday, and on Tuesday night and on Wednesday till Shkia. But that's only the Zman Achil of the Desar HaShlamim, but the Zman HaKtor of the Chelet is only Bayom Balayla. Why is only Bayom Balayla? Because even though the Shlamim is a Kachim Kalim, but the Emurim of the Shlamim are Kachim Kachim. Are Kachim Kachim. That's the Mishnah itself. There's a Perikol HaTadir. That the Emurim that are burnt under Mizbech is not as Kachim Kadoshim. The two levels of Kabbalah is the Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kadoshim. Chatos, and Oshon, and Oima, and Mincha is Kachim Kachim. And a Shlomim, and a Bukhar, and a Mais, and a Pesach, and a Taito, that's all Kachim Kalim. But the Yehurim of the Kachim... What? When did the Yehurim become Kachim Kachim? That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. whether it becomes kashi kachim at the moment of shchita, or becomes kashi kachim only after the zrikas adam. Now, to mean it, let's say the din is that kashi kachim have a more restricted makom and a more restricted mat. If nitzal kashi kachim, if you take it out of the azara, it's nitzal b'yekis. Even if you bring it back in, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. If it's a more, you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. Has a restricted, has a more restricted makom than kashi kachim. Kashi kachim and the makom is the whole Yerushalayim. Kashi kachim and the makom is only the azara. Once you take it out of the azara, nitzal b'yekis. And it has a more restricted mat. Kashi kachim, warm kashi kachim, chatzos, osham, oilah, emurim, incha, is mat is yom balayla. And if you leave it all until the next morning, that's what yom, chelas, chavi, atoiker, all chelas is kashi kachim. Even chelas of a kor, maizah, tesach, and shlonim, and toidah, all chelas is kashi kachim. The Gemara learned that from Sukkim. Chelas is kor, yom, gavi, and zech, that's the chelas of shalom, gavoya. Then of course it's kashi kachim. Because your kashim has a more restricted mind, that if you leave it over till the morning, it will become yitzhak b'lina. So it will be possible to grow it. So the Gemara has a machlekes in the Ila. What if you took the emurim of the kashim kalim out of the azara, and you brought it back in before the zrikas adam? I had a kashim shlamim, and I took out the emurim after shchita before the zrikas. But by the time I do the zrikas, it's ready back in. So when do the emurim convert to become kashim kashim? Is it only after the zikas? You're not allowed to be makdim yemurim until you do the zikas adam. You just say that. You have to first do zikas adam, and then you committed to do the haftarah yemurim. So the Gemara has a lot of things about that. When do the yemurim become kashim kashim? Only after the roi lahaftarah, namely after the zikas. But take it in the end. Once you did the shchita, so the yemurim are already kashim kashim. Not to mean it. What if you took it out of the azara? Are you clear?
Just like the dinner by the soap and the rice, by the
no, the Mishnah says that it's Mitzvah and Kol HaLayla. Mitzvah and Kol HaLayla, all night long. So here is a Shaila, is there a Gneir to Rabbanon on this or not? It doesn't say the same as in the Mishnah. It sounds like it, no? It sounds like anything that's not Chatzai is Minatari all night long till Amud HaShach, and the Chatzai is only a Gneir to Rabbanon. And the first marshal that he gives is Hekta Chalav Mi'amurim, the Tzvatsun Kala Laila, so it sounds like that's Minatera, the Tzvatsun Kala Laila, but Minatera is the only Akatsay. That's what it sounds like. So Rashi says, you made a mistake. Rashi says, no, that's not so. Because there's a Mishnah Zvatsun that says that it's Tzvatsun Mamish Kala Laila. All night long. You're going to give it, Rashi says. Rashi says, there never was a Gzeira de Rabbanan. The last Rashi on the Mishnah. Hekta Chalav, Nikani Hachal Yamabach, Chacham Nar Chatoz Blau. There's no there the Rabban. How can I make an understanding of the beginning of the Akkadim days? Call an island kosher, the Akkadim is Chalov Liyabon. That's how Rashi holds. That there's no there the Rabban on this. And the Rambam writes, not so. The Rambam writes the Poshim Shas in this, but we read it. That this is an example where the Akkadim is kosher all night long, and with the Rabban on there is a Gzeira. What prompted Rashi to go out of his way to say the Mishnah is Jilu? Call an island kosher, I tell you, say, no, you say the Mishnah means, the Akkadim. Mishnah means, the Akkadim, call an island kosher. But the Rabban, there's a limitation about Akkadim. Why does Rashi hold that there's no Zer the Rabban and the Haftarah Emurim? And the Mefarshim on the Mishnayis give two standard interpretations. One interpretation they say is that Kohanim are even hand. They're going to make Hamigdash, like Eish was Hamigdash. They're not going to make a Zer the Rabban, but the Kohanim are going to forget. Gemara says many times Kohanim are even hand, they're very nidaktic, they're very careful. Or others give a different shot as the Rav Soldesh, you prefer the other shot. You only make a Zer the Rabban when it's a Chayit HaYachid. I have to say creation. I have to say place of the Kabbalah. So the Zera, I may make a mistake. If it's a Chayit HaYachid, you're relying on Balakos. This one is very strong and this one is not so strong and this one is even less strong. So you have to make a Zera to Abbalah. But here, Haftarah Tei Murim, it's not a Chayit HaYachid, it's not one Chayit HaMukhuyit. It's a Chayit on the whole group of all the Kohanim. So all the Kohanim are going to make a mistake. Even if they draw lots and this Kohen has the skills that he's going to do the Haftarah Tei Murim. But it's a Chayit that's mutal on all the Kohanim. So all the Kohanim already think of it that they don't make a mistake. So maybe that's the reason why. But whatever it is, it's not like it's Rashi in the Rama. Whether the Gzeira de Rabban of Chatzai was instituted Lagabi Haftarah Tei Murim. What is the Eish was on English? The original member of Eish was on English is on Shabbos. Eish was, they were never going to Shabbos and Gzeira de Rabban on Shabbos. Right. But it's not universal, it's not across the board. Tyson points out that there were many Shavuot in the Beit HaMikdash. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It doesn't say the same, it just says that it's all night long. It says it's all night long. Oh. And then it says that it's in Shein Lama Vat Chatzoy. By the Achilos HaKorbanos, it says that it's limited by the Rabbana by Chatzoy, but the Haktorah doesn't say. So the Pashat Shat is that everything goes together. The Rashi hacks up, he says no. And the Haktorah saying we're in, there's no Gdeir of the Rabbana Chatzoy. Only on the Achilos. Kol HaNacholam, Yoy Mechod, Achatos, and Anoshlam, and a Mincho. So in a Torah, the Kashi Kashi was never young, alive, all night long. And with the Rabbanon, you have to finish eating it by Chatzos. Why did I have to tell them another?
It's a very,
it's a Shiozoimer, it's a Shiozoimer, it's not Dinah Chatzos. I don't know. Rashi claims that it's not Dinah Chatzos. Maybe the Rambam holds it as a Dinah Chatzos like Shiozoimer also, but you have to try to bring the other before Chatzos. Why do they make Xayra of Chatzos? Now, wait a minute, by Kasha and the Mishnayos. They give an interesting test. By Kavish Shlomim, you permit, if you bring a Shlomim on Tuesday, you permit it to eat it on Tuesday, Tuesday night, or Wednesday till Shkir. So why aren't they afraid that you need it after Shkir? So they make Xayra not allowed to eat it after midday, after 1 o'clock. So that's why they say a very Balabatish, very good answer. Very good answer. Balabatish answer are very good. They say that Shkir is very noticeable. The sun is shining, and then it's going to come according to the setting, and then it's going to disappear. Unless Hashachar is very hard to know. If 5:15 is just pitch black, even if I put it pitch black like it is in a quarter to five, it's very hard to discern that it's always Hashachar. So therefore, the fellow may make a mistake. If he tells, unless he has a watch, he knows what time it is. But it does, we're talking at a time that they had no watches. So they had to make a clear to that bonus. If you allow the person to eat if the Hashachar is before Alois Hashachar, they'll make a mistake to continue to eat the carbon. If the Alois Hashachar is still very dark outside, maybe it's easy, you're going to eat the curry. But you can't make a mistake, the Rishon say that, you can't make a mistake from before Shkir to after Shkir. So that's very obvious. That's how they... In this volume of Masaira, somebody wrote up a Dreiser from Masaira Leitchik that he used to say every so often in the yeshiva, the divitari were not written by Masaira Leitchik, don't make a mistake. There are 60 pages of shiur for Masaira Leitchik, written by Talmidim, by different Talmidim. He didn't write, written by us. So he used to say every so often, the Mishnah says in the end of Yuma, that Yom HaKippurim will only accomplish Mechila Sa'ovain by Aver Shebenot and Hamot. There's a Benal Machaneiro, Enya Bikurim Mechaber. As he writes this letter, until he gets Mechid. So he, so the Achreinim are bothered with a Kasher. Why does it say something special on Yom Kippur? There's a Mishnah Bava Kama. It says that all the time. That whenever you steal from somebody, you can't begin to do Tshuva until you give back the money. If I broke someone's window, I can't begin to do Tshuva until I pay for the window. If I made a hezek, you know, you don't pay the hezek, you don't begin to get a mechila sum. First you have to pay back, first you have to make good the hezek moment. Then you have to apologize to the person, then it's time to begin to do Tshuva. But before you make good the hezek moment, unless he's mindful, before you make good the hezek moment, before you ask him mechila, you apologize. The Pashak to do Tshuva, so what does it say, a special din on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ashirat Chavet? It's the universal din of Tshuva, that Tshuva, Rav Meir, doesn't begin, and from after he makes good, he rectifies the Hesed moment, and then he gets Mechim. Now, when he makes this kind of thing, the Rav Meir used to say in the name of the Chavis Yoyer, that the Mishnah in Yuma means a different word. Mishnah in Yuma means, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ashirat Chavet, means, if I did both Averis, there are such people who do Averis Beran Mamakim and Beran Mamakim. There are some people who do in both areas. They violate Averis Beran Mamakim and Beran Mamakim. So the Mishnah tells you that Yom HaKippurim will not accomplish a Mechila even on the Averis Beran Mamakim if you don't do amends on the Averis Beran Mamakim. Another thing, let's say a carbon shot dog. So let's say a person was Mechal Shabbos B'Shekin. A person did whatever. By mistake, the mikvah was no good. His wife went to the mikvah. It was no good. So he had chayav karbon chatos. He violated another shayv b'kori. He had to do a kapara for that. No way to any chief. And he comes back to me. There's because no, it's common to come out there. He's going to say that he can't begin to bring the karbon chatos to the aver chil shabbos or for the aver whatever until he gives back all the money that he stole. Till he apologizes. What does one thing got to do with the other? This aver he'll get kapara for the other aver. He'll work on that and then get a kapara for that. And on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says no. That it's a package deal. Either you get kapara for everything, or you don't get kapara for anything. Why should that be so? So Rachel used to explain that there's two different stories. It's not fully written up here so clearly. He used to say two hezderim and why the Chavis Yoyer says he used to say both together. He used to say, one could perhaps say, that a korban chatos is a kapara for a specific aver. It's a kapara for the aver. Hashem Yom Kippurim brings the person to harer. It's not that it's a machaper on a particular aver. L'fnei Hashem Tataru, that the person becomes tar. Either the person gains a tahara, the person doesn't gain a tahara. He used to give a mashal, let that person is tummy. And he'll slip one leg into the mixer and the other leg into the mixer, then he'll take out that leg and put it in the hand, then put it in the other hand, then put it in this side of his head, put it in the other side of the head, so the difference that it's known for, the person only gets tahara in the mixer, if the entire body is submerged, kogluf oilab abasach, the entire body is submerged under the level of the water at one time. The Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, in the end of Yuma, compares Tahara to Yom Kippur, and he says it's not a Mechaper, not Yom Kippur, it's Mechaper and an Aver. Yom Kippur has the ability to be Metayer a person. The Metayer means either you're entirely Tar, let's say Mechaperegel by Rosh, I have Aver. I did an Aver with this finger, with this finger, with that finger, with my eyes, my feet, my head, every limb of my body, I did an Aver with. So if I'll only do Shuva, then the Aver is on the right hand. That's Moshe Lamas every time. I dip the right hand into a mixer. The Rabbi Akiva's implies that that's no good. Mikri Yisrael Hashem, Ma Mikri Mitzayat, Mitzayat Satanayim, Amal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzayat Yisrael, that Mechila Ta'ovah and Yom Kippur is not that Yom Kippur accomplishes Mechila Ta'ovah. But this Aver is an Aver. Yom Kippur can either be Mitzayat you, or it won't be Mitzayat you. If you dip yourself into the mikvah, and you tried it, and you do Shuvah on everything, and the Shai Yom Kippur should be Mitzayat you on everything, then you'll become Torah. But if you only tried for a Tahara Lachatzon, you won't even get that Chatzon. You won't even get the half of the Tahara that you're trying to get. No, there is Tahara, but he'll still suffer a Yisurim. He'll still be punished partially to a certain extent until he has Yisurim, at least, or whatever that happens to be. But still, young people will be partially Messiah the person. He'll be Messiah the person, partially. So this was one hand for the Rakhtolaychi suggests. Maybe it's different from Karbanis and other things, that there, the Shuvah, whatever. I did Shuvah from one other for those Naharas, for the Shabbos, whatever. So that's a Kapara for that other. Here on Yom Kippur, it's not that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so this other for that other. But now, since it's already, Yom Kippur has to have an effect of accomplishing Tahara on the person. So either it is Matari him or it's not Matari. So it's only the Tahara some other, it's not others, then it's not Matari at all. That was one side of it. Then he suggested another side, to explain that Yom Kippurim, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the name of the Maharil, that we call it Yom HaKippurim, it's not called Yom Kippur. In America you call it Yom Kippur. But it's called Yom HaKippurim. Why is it used in the plural? So there are more quotes from the Maharil that it's a double kapar, kapar lachayim, kapar lamesis. In America we call it Yom Kippur, probably we treat it as only kapar for the mason. No one's getting it, no one's doing any shiva, that's for the Mason. People come, they say, Yitzchak, everyone's worried about the Mason. Some have a chayim, no one's worried about it. But in the Kurdish, we say just the reverse. Not only is it a kapara b'chayim, it's even a kapara b'chayim. That's the Kiddush. Normally, we have a cloud in kapara b'chayim. You cannot bring a korban on behalf of a person who's already dead. It's called Chatzos and it's called Noshim. There's no kapara b'chayim. Taisa says you cannot even take kaifer on behalf of a person. Let's say, Marshal Abu killed somebody and the Torah says I have to pay kaifer, and then I die. Normally if I owe money and I die, my children have to pay from the estate. The other law is that nothing will be accomplished, even if they'll pay after I die, because kaifer is supposed to be a kapara, and ain't kapara, I'm a, if I'm dead, there's no way for me to acquire a kapara. I, the Achren, have kakashi, the shteik on Yom Kippur is kapara, and kapara, I'm missing. And it says when a person kills the shogeg, you have to go run away to the Ori Mikvah. And then what is it? Until the kain gadol dies. And what is the kain gadol outlives the rotseach? And the Rateach dies, and says you have to bury him in the Ori Mikvah. And after the Kohen Gadol dies, then you can take his body out and bury him back in the family plot. Why? Because when the Kohen Gadol dies, I get the Kapor. Either I'm dead already, in Kapor Lameisim. So the Maharsham quotes all these kashas. How do you have Kapor Lameisim by Yom Kippur? How do you have Kapor Lameisim by Egla Rufa Shtei? The Pasuk says, when you bring an Egla Rufa, it says, Kapor Yom Kippur Hashem Padisa Hashem. So the Gemara says, in Hari, it's increases Kapor Hashem Padisa Hashem. Who is Yom Kippur Hashem Padisa? The Yerzim Mitzrayim. The bringing of the Egla Rufa accomplishes a kapara for the people who left Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Ruya kapara zu shetachat al yetzim sam, ayiz kapara la reishim. So the Masham says, it depends. When you have a korban is brought, or you have payment of kaifer to for kapara, so that's a kapara for one, a kapara for a yachid, then we have a kapara in kapara la reishim. You can't accomplish any kapara for a person who's no longer alive. But if you have a kapara whereby its very nature is a kapara tzibur, kapara tzarabim, But if Kangol dies, that's a kapara for all the hog in the shady. Yom Kippur is a kapara for the whole tzibur. Whenever it's a kapara for tzibur, as opposed to a kapara for yochid, then Allah says, Regla Rufo, Mechilus Tavar and Yom Kippur. Whenever it's a kapara for tzibur, kapara for rabin, then the Masham explains, then you have a kapara for mace. But so they should gather out along those lines that a Yom Kippur is not a kapara for yochid. It's a kapara for tzibur. They said the kapara for tzibur is only if the tzibur is all united together. Then they call it tzibur. But if the tzibur is clicked, I don't get along with him, and I don't speak to this God. We're bragging with each other, so then there's no serious hatzibur. So there's no serious hatzibur, then there's no kapara on anything. It's not that Yom Kippur is not mechap unless you did shul from everything. No. According to the second shot, maybe the person did shul, the person did many others, and he did shul from some, he didn't did shul on the others, Yom Kippur will be mechap on whatever he did shul. But if he's to click with other people, there are a lot of Jews I'm not shy to say, I'm not secret, I'm not friendly, goodness, but if there are people that I'm secret with, I don't get along with them, or we're not Messiah, but Chavero, there's no fear of alcohol, there's no fear of alcohol, but then there won't be any kapur. So that's what Rav Lesh used to say, I'm with the Haskell, that it is to use him on Yom Kippurim, after the state of Avodah. We say Yom Kippur is a day of this, and then you go through a whole other thing. It's a day of this, and that's one of the very things we say, it's a Yom Achover anyway. It's a day on which we're supposed to have special friendship and camaraderie. What's a special friendship? We said that before Yom Kippur, there's a special union to be mitzvahed, the Jews who live in South America, the Jews who live in South Africa. I have no shaitas with them. I'm not secure with them, and I'm not in love with them. I have no shaitas. But the people who all daven together in the same shul, who all learn together in the same shul, whatever, the people who are all members of the same family, where we're supposed to be together, and it's a kick. Then there's a breakdown in the Seir Fatsibur. So then he used to say Yom Kippur won't be Mechaper at all. It's not Mitzvur. Yom Kippur has to be a Kapara Satsibur. So the Tzibur is only called a Tzibur if they're Mitzvur Piachat the way they're supposed to be. If I should have a Maximata.